Kim is a recovering heroin addict from Rutland who asked that her last name not be used for this story. She says for the last year, two of her relatives have had to take an early morning bus to West Lebanon every day to get methadone.
And my cousin has three children, one who is an infant. I mean, she has to find somebody to babysit in the morning. Her 11-year-old has to get to school after she's on the bus. So it's difficult.
Those who use Suboxone, which, like methadone, is also used to help people withdraw from opiates, have complained for years that the few Rutland physicians who prescribe it have long waiting lists or are not accepting new patients. Now, with the opening of the Westridge Center for Addiction Recovery in Rutland, those needing help will have more options.
So clients will come in here, they'll lobby, they'll check in at the desk. Then, when they're called for their dose, they'll come back through this dosing area.
Dr. Gordon Frankel is the clinic's medical director. The dosing area, he mentions, is divided by what looks like a high-security bank teller window. Medical technicians on one side of the glass will disperse individual doses of methadone and Suboxone and ensure it's consumed on site. The drugs blunt the painful symptoms of opiate withdrawal without producing a high. Dr. Frankel, who's also head of psychiatric services at Rutland Regional Medical Center, says the medication gives recovering addicts the breathing room they need to begin to put their life back together.
The medication is a part of the treatment of addiction, and that's an important point to underscore. It's not the only piece to treating addiction.
He says getting clients into support groups like Narcotics Anonymous is also important. Case managers at the clinic will ensure clients can also access dental care, visit a doctor, apply for food stamps, and get help finding a job or training for one. While most methadone clinics in Vermont have tried over the years to provide some of these services, the state has recently earmarked more funding to oversee it. Officials at Rutland Regional Medical Center, the organization heading Westridge, say once it's up to speed, they expect to serve 400 patients a year and employ between 30 and 40 people. Total annual cost, about $2.3 million. Clay Gilbert, director of Evergreen Substance Abuse Services, an outpatient treatment center in Rutland, says it's money well spent.
Just looking at it from a financial point of view, if you have, we'll say 400 people, because that's what their target number is, that aren't out there robbing and stealing TVs from Walmart or doing breaking and enterings and all that, that's going to save the community a great deal of money. When those folks get caught, then they end up in the criminal justice system, and that is very expensive. Then if they end up in jail, that's another huge expense, plus all the health problems that go with it.
He says if you can turn that around and get people stabilized and back to school or employed, many eventually become taxpayers and contribute. But not everyone is excited about the new clinic. At the Turning Point Center in Rutland, about a dozen people caught up after a recent Narcotics Anonymous meeting.
I'm a drug addict. I've been in recovery. In November, I will be clean for 4 years.
Jason, who asked that his real name not be used for this story, keeping with the rules of NA, say drugs like methadone and Suboxone cover up the real underlying problem.
It's society's way of sweeping us under the rug, saying, here, poor little addict, you can't get your life together. You're going to keep being a problem. Here, take this stuff, and we don't have to worry about you. It's a Band-Aid.
But Clay Gilbert disagrees. Gilbert compares addiction to diabetes, saying some people can control it by losing weight and exercising more, while others can't and need insulin.
And that doesn't make them good or bad. Some of these folks make lifestyle changes. Some have a very difficult time doing so.
Matt, a recovering addict who uses Suboxone, agrees. He says it's important to have as many local treatment options as possible, and he sees Rutland's new clinic as a step in the right direction.
Knowing that there's something that you can use on a daily basis that's legal and prescribed to you to help, I mean, it's still a help, you know what I mean? Like, you know, if you got a broken leg, you're going to get crutches, you know what I mean?
While he admires addicts who can kick the drug habit completely, he's happy to see more local options available for those who can't. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck in Rutland.